KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Danny Boyle, who directed Slumdog Millionaire, once told me that he always tried to follow the advice of the great David Lean and declare his ambitions for a film during its first 5 minutes. Sofia Coppola, the director of On the Rocks, declares hers in the first 9 seconds. Over a black screen, Bill Murray says in measured tones, "And remember, don't give your heart to any boy. You're mine until you get married. Then you're still mine." This is a film about the eternal romance between fathers and daughters. Murray plays Felix, a larger-than-life art dealer, recently retired, and an aging cosmopolite with an eye for beautiful women that hasn't stopped roving. His daughter, Laura, that's Rashida Jones, is exactly life-size, the stressed-out mother of two beguiling girls, and a blocked writer who's struggling with a marriage that may be, yes, on the rocks. Both performances are enjoyable, one of them solidly grounded in the details of domesticity, the other charmingly blithe as only Bill Murray can be. Laura needs marital advice, and she seeks it from, of all people, her long-divorced, sex-obsessed philanderer of a dad. Felix dispenses nuggets of an earlier generation's wisdom, most of them pickled in chauvinism, and wryly endearing for their narcissism. When Laura suspects that her husband is having an affair, his name is Dean and he's played by Marlon Wayans, Felix goes beyond giving advice. He enlists Laura as his sidekick in a father-daughter detective duo that tracks Dean's comings and goings around the city and beyond. That sends them into Woody Allen territory. Chet Baker singing old ballads on the soundtrack, Felix reveling in the rarefied realm of his sophistication, Laura coming to see her father's foibles with liberating clarity, and the story playing out in a Manhattan lightly dusted by magic, but very lightly and sometimes not at all. Laura's husband isn't very interesting, no fault of Marlon Wayans. The father-daughter relationship is witty, but both roles are weighed down by her repetitive questions and his pronouncements on the larger subject of men and women. 17 years ago, Sofia Coppola directed Bill Murray in Lost in Translation, a meditation on love and yearning and an enduring masterpiece. It's unfair to measure that film against this one, different styles, different ambitions. Still, it's fascinating to see the result of those differences. Lost in Translation is a truly magical meander that defies David Lean's 5-minute maxim and then some. At no point can you say exactly what it's about. On the Rocks is driven by a plot that's playful but always purposeful, a clever pretext for intertwining two fraught love stories. Its mysteries are few, its magic comes and goes. Some ambitions are best left undeclared. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.